we have some understanding that an effective leader knows how to delegate well. So why would we not also think that in consulting, we can gain a benefit from being able to delegate effectively?
Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love.
Welcome to episode 23 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and today we will be talking about how you can use your leadership skills to delegate effectively. Now, one of the reasons why I thought that this would be a great topic is because most solo consultants or independent consultants, definitely consultants that may be working for a smaller firm or a boutique organization, tend to find themselves wearing multiple hats. And when you are very ambitious and outgoing, it is very easy to believe and think that you can do everything. And you compound that with the superwoman syndrome that oftentimes female consultants may have, where we feel like we need to be all things to all people or all things to everybody. Then it becomes very easy to see how overwhelm can set in, especially if we don't find a way to control and limit a number of the to-do items or tasks that we are assigned each and every day. Now, delegation is often viewed as putting off work on others, and to some extent, maybe it actually is, but we want to think about that in a very different way. There was a study that I read back, and this was published in 2014 in Gallup, and that study showed that entrepreneurial talent profiles of 143 CEOs, and these were CEOs that were included on the INC 500 list, that these CEOs who had high delegator talent actually achieved an average growth rate that was 112 percentage points higher than those with a lower delegator talent. So that means that those leaders, those CEOs in that particular Gallup study that had more effective delegation skills were more successful. They also found that this caused them or led them to generate 33% greater revenue. Think about that. 33% greater revenue simply because they understood the power of delegation. And we know that leadership requires delegation. And also, we have some understanding that an effective leader knows how to delegate well. So why would we not also think that in consulting, we can gain a benefit from being able to delegate effectively? What I've noticed over time is that many consultants have a hard time shifting from a mindset of doing the work to actually leading others or advising others in how to do the work. And especially if you're new in the consulting industry, it can be somewhat of a very uncomfortable space to be in because oftentimes we're used to doing the work, doing a great job, working hard, being more effective. And now what we are challenged to do is actually advise others on how they can be more effective, how they can work better, right? And that's a different mindset shift. That's a different way of approaching it. But when we're able to make this shift from doing to leading or advising, it allows us to open the door to the possibility of, I am a healthcare consultant. And when I first started out, I remember having a number of hospitals assigned to me. And At the time, I thought that in order for me to be very effective in this new role, in this new position, to show that I, quote unquote, deserve to be there, that I needed to take on any and every project that came my way. I needed to be the absolute best at producing results, and I needed to be able to manage a larger workload than my other colleagues, because when we're going back to that doing mentality, that's how I equated value and worth. But what that was leading to, as I started to move in that manner and act in that manner, it led to overwhelm, it led to frustration, it led to stress. Because what I quickly realized is that I'm one person, and one person cannot do the work of many. In reality, any type of business structure that is beyond an independent practice is created that way because there is a volume of work, a volume of responsibility that is there that one person cannot effectively manage. So it takes the help, the assistance, and the expertise of other individuals. When you're able to understand that and to receive that fully, then you prevent yourself from going down this road of overwhelm and stress, because then you're looking for ways that you can utilize the best in your field, the best in your industry, the best in your business to then help achieve a common goal. And that truly is what leadership is all about. It is helping to bring people together under a similar goal and mission so that you can accomplish a shared outcome. Additionally, when you're able to delegate effectively, you'll find that you also really will garner a sense of responsibility and ownership from other individuals on your team that you may be working with or collaborating with. Why? Because now they have a sense of ownership. They are part of the process. You're actually working to really inspire their commitment to the effort. So not only does delegation help you as the leader who is delegating the task, but it also helps the other individual or members of the team to work more effectively towards a common goal. Overall, delegation is something that as consultants, we need to do. We have to be able to seek the help that we need and delegate effectively. So with that being said, let's talk about exactly how you do that. I have what I call a four-step guide to really identify what tasks or what items that I can effectively delegate or even potentially outsource if you're working as a solo or independent consultant to others. One of the first things is that I look for things that I am just not good at doing. I seriously do. What we have to do is stop wasting time trying to figure out things that we're just not good at. We just don't know how to do it. That is not a good use of your time, especially when you have a lot on your plate. If you're managing a number of clients, if you're managing a number of projects, if you have a lot going on, just even in your personal life, it is not a wise decision, I would say, to spend most of that time trying to figure out how to do something that you don't know how to do, especially when you're not good at it. And more importantly, when you can find somebody else who is very good at it to complete the task, and they can do that easily. What may take you 2, 3, 4, 5 hours to complete may take somebody else a matter of minutes. And so you have to start thinking on a higher level and thinking about how you can best utilize your time, because especially if you are a solo or independent consultant, your time is money. And the one thing that you don't want to do is throw money out the window. We're always worried about the sticker shock of potentially outsourcing a task, especially if we're working for ourselves. But what we are not taking into account is the money that's being saved by doing that. I mean, inherently, we know that we're working as consultants. People are doing that with us day in and day out, every day. We have that concept in our head. We are surviving based on that concept. But for whatever reason, when it comes to our business, when it comes to what we have to do, it's very hard for us to sometimes let go and really think about turning those tasks, turning those items over to someone else. one of the first things that you need to do is to stop wasting time trying to do things or figure out things that you're just not good at. So that's number one. Now, number two is that you really want to delegate or outsource very time-consuming yet straightforward tasks. So what I mean by this is that these are tasks such as data entry or maybe compiling meeting minutes from a recording. It may be updating your website. Things that take a lot of time because they can be rather tedious to do. And also they are important things that need to be done. But the question becomes, are these things that you need to do? Do they require your expertise? Because remember, in consulting, you are in the business of expertise, meaning that you need to find a way to maximize the use of your product. Your product is your expertise. You need to maximize the use of your expertise. So you have to think about what you're spending your time on and your time doing. And if you're spending a lot of time on these very time-consuming, yet very straightforward tasks, that's something that you can certainly delegate or outsource and get off your plate. Now, if you're working with other team members, one way to do that is to assign these tasks to someone else on the team, someone else that may be more capable or working at a lower level where their expertise may be limited. That is one way to utilize their help in that capacity. And if you're working as a solo consultant, then there are a number of options for outsourcing. Everything from using a virtual assistant to interns, as well as paying for help through websites such as Fiverr or Upwork. I mean, there are just a number of options out there to find the help and the assistant that you need. There's no reason that you should be spending so much time on these very time-consuming things. So whatever it may be, in whatever way that you can delegate and outsource some of these items, let's do that. Let's get those things off of your plate, because what we're doing is freeing up your moneymaker, freeing up your mind, freeing up your ability to work on those things that require your expertise, require your level of experience and knowledge and insight. Now, the third thing that I always like to suggest that people delegate are small tasks that do not require a specific skill set. So what are these? These are tasks such as scheduling your meetings, so scheduling, maybe booking flights for travel when we're not in the middle of a pandemic. Maybe we're out traveling to other sites and meeting with potential clients. Registering for conferences. You, of course, as a consultant, you have to focus on maintaining that expertise. Things such as booking, rule of thumb, anything that you can ask Siri to do. If I can pick up my phone right now and get Siri's help to do any of these things, then it is more than likely, I would just say not even more than likely, it's a 99.999% chance that it is an item that can be delegated or potentially outsourced. Definitely for these very small tasks, either you can use certain productivity strategies such as the 2-minute rule or, you know, batching on a specific day where you're not doing any deep work or focused work to get some of those things done. And if you're able to do that effectively, that's great. But once you have a number of these things on your plate and they really are taking you away from major projects or taking you away from the work that you really need to be doing, it is time to delegate those things and to move on. Last but not least, or number four, we want to always delegate those smaller components of a larger project that don't require a high-level skill set. If you're trying to figure out what type of project or what smaller component of a larger project may fit in this category, I want you to think about that smaller component and then look to see if this part of the project meets any of the previous criteria we mentioned, meaning if this smaller part of the project is something that either is a task that you're just not good at doing, if it's time consuming, but, you know, very straightforward to complete, or if it's something that is very small that doesn't require a specific skill set, All of those things, even if it's part of a larger project, those are things that you can break out from that project and then delegate or potentially outsource. Outsourcing gets a little bit trickier because if it's part of a larger project, you have to ensure that you're working with someone that you can trust to do a very good job. However, over time, once you're utilizing these services and utilizing the same individuals or the same companies or the same business, you will become more comfortable and you will know what you can trust them with. And always, always, always when you are delegating, you have to definitely ensure that the work is done properly. Now, that does not mean micromanage. It doesn't mean micromanage. What it just means is that you do have some level of oversight. You never want to delegate and forget. That is not the intent here. The intent is not to delegate and forget. So there will be a certain amount of work that has to be done after delegation to ensure that it has been done correctly. However, the amount of time to double check and to make sure that it has been done correctly compared to the amount of time that it would have taken you to complete all of these projects, all of these things that I have just listed here, it doesn't even compare. We do want to double check those things and make sure that every aspect is completed appropriately, especially when it's part of a larger project. But overall, we want to break those smaller components out, delegate them, outsource them, and really get those things completed because it's going to help us deliver. Think about it. It's going to help you deliver in a more timely fashion to your clients, right? And we know that speed, time is money. So when we're able to be more efficient and more effective in that process, delivering it in a quicker or shorter time frame to our clients, that is another way that you can charge a higher premium, because at that point you are delivering another level of value, that value time. So really, by identifying what we can potentially delegate and what can potentially be completed by other individuals or other team members, that can affect our business tremendously. It can allow us to really become more profitable when we're able to, in essence, take on more. And the crazy part about it, and one thing I always like to stress when you're talking about expanding your personal bandwidth, and I'm bringing that up because when you're thinking about your personal bandwidth or your work capacity, delegation is part of that. But when you're talking about expanding your personal bandwidth, this is another example of how doing that, increasing the ability for you to do and complete work, does not take more energy or effort on your part. It typically takes less. But you just have to have an understanding of what those skills are that you need to put in place, and these processes are that you need to put in place in order to take advantage. And so delegation is one key component as a consultant and as a leader that we want to truly master, because not just anecdotally, but like I spoke before, data has shown that when we can delegate effectively, then we can also generate more profitability, more revenue in our businesses. So just to recap, there is really a four-step guide that I like to give when you're thinking about delegation and what tasks you can potentially delegate and outsource. Number one is that you want to delegate things that you are not good at doing. Remember, stop wasting that time. And number two is that you want to delegate time-consuming yet straightforward tasks, so those that can be easily taught to others. And then number three, simple tasks, simple small tasks that don't require a specific skill set to complete. This is where I said, if you can ask Siri, it does not need to be on your plate. And then four, you want to delegate smaller components of a larger project that meet any of the above criteria, or any of the previous criteria. So overall, I hope that this discussion today has helped you somewhat demystify the whole concept of delegation and feel more comfortable shifting from this doing mindset to this leading mindset and really thinking about ways that you can free up your time to do your best work. Because in order for you to grow your business, in order for you to be more successful in the consulting industry, to build the wealth that you desire, you're going to have to get some of the smaller things off of your plate so you can tackle those things that are most important. I always say, you cannot do everything, but you can do all the things that matter. Thank you for joining me again here on the Excella Consulting Podcast. And until next time, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excellaconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.